Chapter 91, Brevity in Preaching. Allah the Exalted says, "Invite mankind, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, to the way of your Rabb, i.e. Islam, with wisdom, i.e. with the divine revelation and the Quran, and fair preaching." 16:125. 699. Shaqiq bin Salama reported, "Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to preach to us every Thursday. A man said to him, 'O Abu Abdurrahman, we love your talk and we wish that you preach us every day.' He said, 'There is nothing to prevent me from doing so, but I don't lest I bore you. I follow the same method in preaching to you that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, adopted in preaching to us for fear of boredom.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith throws light on the indispensability of equilibrium in sermons and discourses so that people may not shun them. Monotony, though well-designed, is repugnant to human nature. Similarly, teaching and instructional training require such hours which may facilitate people's willing participation. Compulsion and economic incentives rarely work in spiritual spheres. We are also informed of the companion's keenness to follow the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. 700. Ammar bin Yasir radiyallahu anhuma reported, "I heard the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, saying, 'Prolonging salat, prayer, and shortening the khutbah, religious talk, indicate the religious knowledge of the person. Make your salat long and your sermon short.'" Muslim. Commentary. A prolonged salat, prayer, by no means implies a disregard of worshippers' constraints. It is indeed forbidden. Rather, the imam is emphatically told to perform a brief and concise salat because his followers also include, amongst others, the weak, the aged, and the sick people. Herein, an emphasis is laid on prolonging salat instead of khutbah, religious talk. The Friday khutbah is meant to be brief. It must not be too lengthy in relation to a brief salat offered heedlessly and in sheer haste. Salat must be offered in all humility with full attention and concentration of mind. Furthermore, a worshipper ought to maintain a well-paused equilibrium in different postures of its performance. Brevity should be kept in view of the khutbah. 701. Muawiyah bin al-Hakam as-Sulami radiyallahu anhu reported, "While I was in salat with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, a man in the congregation sneezed and I responded with, 'Yarhamkumullah, Allah have mercy on you.' The people stared at me with disapproving looks. So I said, 'May my mother lose me. Why are you staring at me?' Thereupon, they began to strike their thighs with their hands. When I saw them urging to me to remain silent, I became angry but restrained myself. When the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, concluded his salat, I have never before seen an instructor who gave better instruction than he. May my father and mother be sacrificed for him. He neither remonstrated me, nor beat me, nor abused me. He simply said, 'It is not permissible to talk during salat because it consists of glorifying Allah, declaring his greatness, as well as recitation of the Quran.' Or he said words to that effect. I said, 'O Allah's Messenger, I have but recently accepted Islam, and Allah has favored us with Islam. There are still some people among us who go to consult soothsayers.' He said, 'Do not consult them.' Then I said, 'There are some of us who are guided by omens.' He said, 'These things which come to their minds, they should not be influenced by them.'" Muslim. Commentary. This hadith emphasizes 4 points. Firstly, as no talk is allowed in salat, prayer, nobody can utter benedictory words for a sneezer either. Secondly, this hadith throws light on the Prophet's way of imparting moral instruction to others. He would prudently enlighten ignorant people on Islam, avoiding to express his resentment over their lapses, which simply betrayed their lack of knowledge. This has a lesson for ulama and preachers. Thirdly, Muslims are prohibited from consulting soothsayers. Fourthly, belief in bad omens is also prohibited. Divinations and presages were the popular fallacies of Arabs in the pre-Islamic epoch. Islam abolished them. Yet, once again, these absurdities have caught the fancy of ignorant Muslims. May Allah guide them. 702. Irbad bin Saria radiyallahu anhu reported, "One day, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, delivered a very effective speech. As a result, eyes shed tears and hearts became softened. A man said, "O Prophet of Allah, it sounds as if this is a farewell speech, so advise us." He, peace be upon him, said, "I admonish you to fear Allah and to listen and obey, even if a black slave has been appointed as your leader, for whoever among you lives after me will see much discord. So hold fast to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs who will come after me. Adhere to them and hold fast to them. Beware of bid'ah in religion, because every bid'ah is a misguidance." Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. According to this hadith, the best sermon may be defined as brief, comprehensive, appealing, and beneficial. Refer to the commentary on hadith number 185.